Thank you for joining us here at Celebration Church, where we celebrate God, celebrate people, and celebrate life. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's good to have you all with us this morning. And it's good to have the Greens back from their Italian vacation as well. So welcome back, guys. It's great to be here. Last week we had Pastor Lottie preach for us, who was blessed last week by his message. We had some great feedback from that, and he really was blessed by our church. That's probably why that's unplugged, I'm guessing. If you can't hear it, there's a buzz on the stage behind me like a giant bee, and it's not a bee, it's a light. Where's my wonderful wife? Why don't you come up here for a moment? Let's give Pastor Charlie a hand. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We have an announcement this morning too. So let's look to the screen, and we're having a baby as well. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yay. So we're going to join with, there's a plethora of babies happening at the moment. So we're just growing the church, one person baby at a time, and we are due the 8th of February, and we know the sex of the baby, but you don't, so, but my wife is very concerned that I'll let it slip, so let's just, throughout preaching, just have a little listen and you'll see.
No, draw attention to it.
Okay, anyway, so we're really stoked, we're happy. My wife wanted you to know this morning because she feels like she's showing already, and so she didn't want the comments of anything other than she's pregnant. So anyway, just being honest. My wife isn't getting fat, she's pregnant. That's what I'm trying to say. So as she increases, I hope to decrease. Kind of like the scripture, as he increases, may we decrease. All right. May he increase, may we, yep. And I'll show you another photo just from my weekend. I don't know if we have it up there, Chloe, but yesterday my son got a brand new fishing rod, and we went out and he christened his brand new rod, and that is a baby jewfish, which apparently is quite a good catch to get. Even though it's small, you have to throw that one back, and he's stoked. He's only three, so we had a great time. I just want to share my dad moment with you this morning. Proud holiday boys, which is great. Thanks, Chloe. It's good to be here together, and we're just so excited about what God's doing in our church. You know, last Sunday was a record Sunday attendance wise for our church, and we're just looking forward to coming into springtime, and people start coming out of their caves, out of their winter caves of hibernation and that type of thing. So also, be praying this morning because we've sent Joey and Beth and Elijah up to Lighthouse Church to do their worship for them this morning. And so they're up in Wollongong today leading that church in worship. They reached out and said, can you send some team up? We'd love some help. And so we've sent them up today. They're as a well of refreshing being sent out. And then this coming Sunday, we're going to send Ryan up there. So you're praying for him too. I just love that. I love the fact that we can send out people as a well of refreshing just to bless the body of Christ, which is fantastic. So that's good. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Thanks, Noah. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. This morning, I really feel like God wants to do something significant in our hearts. And Monday night I had the privilege of spending time with our worship team, and God's presence, just as soon as I walked into the room, you could just sense just this tangible presence of God. And this morning I'm just going to lean into that again, and just as a church, let's lean into his presence, that we would encounter the heart of the Father, that we would walk away changed, that we would be more than a church of just tradition or religious service, but would be a church of encounter. Can I hear an amen? On the way in this morning, I was just talking with the Lord about just meeting him in the secret place. and how our Father loves to meet us in the secret place. Yesterday, we're in the fishing shop in South Nowra, and we texted Tommy Herbs and a few other guys, and where should we buy, you know, our gear from, because we're just novices. And we're in this fishing shop. We've been there for ages because the worker in there was really helpful, but he was just giving my wife a full, lesson on everything fishing. But my son, who's a little three-year-old and loves to run, decided to play hide-and-seek in Tackle World, South Nowra. And as you know from fishing shops, if you've been in one, there are rods displayed everywhere and lures everywhere. And he decided it was the perfect time to play Daddy, You Can't Find Me, as he would sprint up and down to the point where the workers were like helping. Oh, he's over there now. He's over there now. And he turned it into a bit of a game. But basically, it was a moment of just, he was hiding and then I was finding him. And to be honest, I didn't mind it. He was burning energy off. It was great. And it was just this moment of, it was a game to him, but it was a game of joy. And I feel like the Father has that heart towards us where he's like, come and seek me. Come and find me. Let's play hide and seek in Tackle World. Let's have some fun. Let's actually go and step out of the normal and actually meet me in the secret place. And this morning, we're going to speak about that. We're going to take communion at the end of today as well and just take a moment just to encounter his presence in a fresh way. But 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says this. It says, and God is able to make every grace overflow to you so that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. And God is able to make every grace overflow to you. Why don't you say overflow? So that in every way, always having everything you need, you may excel in every good work. And celebration offering, we do this every year, and we are approaching this as a holy moment as a church, where we're saying, Lord, out of our overflow, may we give according to the needs that you placed in front of us. You see, the heart of God is this, is that he would grace you and I, according to his supernatural grace, to overflow so that you can meet every need according to his great riches. But we have to come back to his grace in and through our lives. I have the privilege of mentoring a bunch of young guys in our church, and I was just speaking to them last week about the fact that we have to have personal leadership as something we take seriously. How do we lead ourselves first before we lead other people? And part of that personal leadership is, how do we lead our family? And I was talking to them about how my first ministry is my wife and my children. My first ministry isn't the church. It isn't you, unfortunately for you. It's my family, fortunately for them. And out of the overflow of that church, my family, comes the blessing that you then receive from. A mentor of mine taught me this years ago. He said, my first ministry is my wife and my children. And once I do that well, they are my priority before the Lord, then I will give out to the body of Christ. And I grew up in a culture which wasn't necessarily like that. It was church first and then family. And it actually put something in the kids' hearts of, hey, people in the church are more important than the kids in the family, and that's actually not the way it's meant to be. So when it comes to our family, we're very big on taking time of celebration, taking time of rest, taking time of memories, taking time of health as a family, as that's our ministry, and through that we overflow into the family of God. Can I hear an amen? Now, for some people, that's not how they think, and they think everything for the cause, but do you realize that your first cause is your family? But the point I'm trying to make is this, is out of the overflow of here, me and my wife and my child and children now, comes the overflow of blessing to you. And so it's so important that you work, and we all work at building healthy families. And this year's celebration offering, we're going to be talking about different avenues of how to raise healthy family. Yeah. Because if the family unit breaks down, society breaks down. Oh, there's so much in this, but I won't get into it all today. And so we have to be overflow people. And the theme of this year's celebration offering is overflow. So why don't you turn to your neighbour and say overflow. We do have a little presentation on the screen. If Chloe, if we could just play that, that'll be fantastic. Awesome. Big thank you to Claudia and our media team for doing that. Let's give them a hand. That was awesome. The thing is about the kingdom, and when it comes to the subject of overflow, we have to remember that we're not bound by the natural around us. And right now in our society, and as a young family, even in our household, we have a mortgage, we have interest rates that affect us, we have increasing grocery costs. Everything is pressing in at the moment with our economy, but we can't look through everything through the natural filter. And as we read here, you know, we aren't bound by what we see, but instead God graces us to still have enough to overflow to then fulfill the needs around us. And so when it comes to this offering coming up, I encourage you in your heart, the way to approach this isn't to base it on how great a presentation is or how you're feeling, or instead take time to sit with the Father and say, Lord, how can I partner with this? And he might give you a figure. For us, we have a figure of faith in our heart as a family, and we just trust God to help us meet that, knowing that it, for us as a family and for our church, it's a holy moment. And we're going to talk about a couple of the things this is going to go towards, but we want to actually lay it out over the coming weeks. We want to give you a bit of a taste test every week, if that's okay. Yeah. And we also want to take time, like Pastor Joel did today, of just remembering the things that God has done through the miracle offering of celebration offering over 10 years this year, which is a long time of us giving to many things all around the world in Jesus' name. A big part of what we want to launch this year is actually, we want to pioneer a new ministry for our church. And that ministry is called Celebration Care. And Celebration Care is a pioneering ministry. So when you pioneer something new, we don't fully know where the ultimate destination will be, but we know that God wants us to be a part of it. And so it's like if you go into a bush or a forest and there's no track, when you first go through that and create a track, you get a few flicks on the face, you get a few scratches on the knee, but you're pioneering a new pathway. And as a church, we really feel like in this season in particular that there is a great need when it comes to caring for our city and our world and launching this concept and this ministry called Celebration Care. And Celebration Care is based on Matthew 25, verse 34. And it'll be up on the screen if you want to turn there, you can. And it's Jesus speaking. He says in verse 34, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance in the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to me.'" Let me just get this bit of... Verse 37, "Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?' And then verse 38 says, when did we see you a stranger and invite you in and needed clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?' And verse 40, the king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you did to me.'" That, my friends, is the heart behind Celebration Care. Yeah. It's being the hands and the feet of Christ in our city and beyond. Yeah. And I'm really excited about this because the possibilities of our church reaching outside our four walls to take the love of Jesus through this ministry is actually huge. And so Celebration Offering this year, a big part of it is pioneering Celebration Care for our church community. Sounds good, hey? Yeah. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what God does in and through Celebration Care. And there's a lot of things we're going to unpack through that. We have to understand that there are massive needs right now in our city, in our state, in our nation. There are lots of people who are hurting. The homeless rates are very high. There's a lot of loneliness. There's a lot of people who are in a place of suicidal tendency because of loneliness. And there's a great need when it comes to helping people with the hands, being the hands and feet of Jesus, and being that love which he calls us to be in Matthew, where we are the people who go and do what we can for the least of these in order to share the love of Jesus. In the South Coast, for example, we have a higher unemployment rate than the Australian average. We have a huge domestic violence rate, which is... Well, these stats are actually older. It's actually worse now from what I understand. But South Coast, there are 4 domestic violence assaults every day, which is 1,332 per year. There's massive needs when it comes to families. There are 35 drug offences every single week in the Shoalhaven. There are people who need financial support and connection, people who can't pay their bills, families who are struggling. This is the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of need, and God says to his people, who will raise up a standard for those in need? Like Jesus said, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are in prison, both spiritually, even physically. I know Greg Clark and Helen Clark have a ministry with prisons. We want to make sure we support people like that. We want to make sure we are in a church that isn't just for us, but a church that's for others. So we have this great opportunity to take that well of refreshing in a practical way to our city and beyond. And I won't give away too much of what we're doing yet, but we do have local needs we want to meet. We also have international needs that we want to meet, including partnering with a church plant in Cambodia, which is actually a church plant that came out of the South Coast. We want to partner with them. We're also looking at a ministry in Kenya that we want to send resource to help students in Kenya. We want to make sure that we look after families in our city. So we're looking at things like our Alpha Outreach course, which is coming up, by the way, if you want to be a part. Alpha Outreach is more for people who aren't in church yet. So if you have unsaved church family or friends, please think of them, see Pastor Paul or Libby in the office afterwards. That's coming up later this month. We want to do an Enrich course. Turn to your neighbor and say, Enrich. Enrich. Enrich course is a marriage health course. And I actually want to do that for our church couples this year, which is actually taking our church married couples and going, hey, let's actually cause your marriage to be enriched by doing a resource course together. So later in the year, but all these things cost money, so this will be going towards all these things. Youth community services, grocery assistance, hampers, housing partnerships. There's a possibility across the board. There's other things which I won't say yet. Not to mention we want to do some more renovating of our church here. There's things that we have to do, want to do, to make sure that when people come to our church, they're blessed. And if you look out here, what a beautiful area out here. That was from previous celebration offerings. If you go to our kids ministry, all the kids, you know, equipment down there, things like that, all the way through to gear, cameras, like we talked about, things that aren't necessarily heaps in front of your eyes, but actually we need to make sure we are up skilling and up equipping that type of stuff. So the spirit of all this is one of a pioneer. And I encourage us all in a season that we're in, not to be like the world, but to be set apart from the world. Not to look at the news, but to look at his news. Not to look at the doom and gloom, but actually say, Holy Spirit, take me on a journey of faith with you. And by doing so, I think prophetically we can establish something as a church in our city and beyond, which will actually take us into a place of being the hands and feet of Jesus through celebration care. Amen? Amen. So the coming weeks, we're just going to be just touching on that and just have open hearts. Start to pray with your family as a single, pray and say, Lord, help me partner with this moment, because we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus outside the four walls of our beautiful church here, in Jesus' name. Sound good? The Holy Spirit's been taking me on a bit of a journey when it comes to being a people, a church community, which is holy and set apart. Turn to your neighbour and say, holy and set apart. In the Old Testament, there was a tribe in the Israelites who were called the Levitical tribe. Let's just read a scripture before I get into this. And this slide's a bit later on, Chloe. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. It says this. It says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. You are a chosen people, Celebration Church. You are a royal priesthood, Celebration Church. You, Celebration Church, are a holy nation. You, Celebration Church, are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of dark into his wonderful light. A chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Three things that the Lord speaks to us today and says, do you not know that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood? You are people who have been chosen to be set apart for his kingdom and for his purposes. Are we aware that we are not like others around us in our city? In the Old Testament, the Levites were a chosen people. The Levites were a tribe set apart for the service of the temple of God. And the priesthood began with Aaron, who was the older brother of Moses. And Aaron's descendants served as a priest in Israel, and they ministered in the tabernacle, later in the temple, as mediators between man and God. Holy Spirit, help us to catch a Levitical heart this morning, to be mediators between man and God. A holy people, a holy priesthood, a chosen nation in Jesus' name. You see, God has graced you and I as the modern day Levites to minister before his presence in the Holy of Holies. The Levitical priests bore responsibility of offering the sacrifices required by Mosaic law. And some of the Levite priests included people like Ezra, Eli, Zechariah, and the father of John the Baptist. These were Levite high priests who had a specific task and anointing to go into the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifice. So to paint the picture, you would have the Israelite people, the nation, and you would have the Levites come being placed there. And once a year, the Levite high priest would come into the Holy of Holies, and in the temple there was different rooms, and the Holy of Holies was the most inner room. And in the most inner room was the Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of his presence. And on Indiana Jones, anyone remember the Ark of the Covenant? Yes. Steven Spielberg's interpretation, I don't know how accurate it was, but that represented the Ark of his presence that the Israelites would carry before the temple was built, carry with them wherever they went, and it represented the very presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant could only be carried by the Levites, who were a Jewish priestly class. They carried it by holding two wooden poles inserted through rings on its side, as the and touching of the Ark itself resulted in the death of those who touched it. This is how holy his presence was. And if you remember the story, they were carrying it once, and one of the Levites tripped, and someone went to stop the presence of God falling into the dirt, and they died. They had great intention, they were trying to be helpful, and they died. Because they broke the rule of holiness when it came to carrying the presence of God. you and I approach God's presence with the same type of awe, or we're meant to, today in His church. Going back to what we just read, this is written to Peter. This is the church. Peter, just tell them, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. You and I, church, carry a Levitical anointing to bring the presence of God into today's world. So we see this thing where they build a temple and the Holy of Holies exists, but to get to the Holy of Holies, it was separated because it was so dangerous. It was separated by a thick curtain, which they think was about this thick. Who knows that thin curtains can be hard to tear into? A thick interwoven curtain separated the Holy of Holies with the tabernacle from everybody else in the temple. And it says that when Jesus died, He was what? He was the great atonement, the great sacrifice. And it says that that great curtain literally was supernaturally torn in two, which represented the fact that we can enter into now the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus and approach. What does the Bible go on to say? It says, approach the throne room with boldness. But we have to remember the power of the presence. The power of the presence was one Levite, high priest, could go in once a year, do a blood sacrifice for the whole nation, for the forgiveness of sins. And if he got it wrong, they used to tie a rope around him, because if he stuffed it up, they had to pull him out by the rope as a dead man. And then you compare that to the New Testament. Jesus died on the cross. We celebrate Easter and every day. And today with communion, He dies for us. And the great curtain was broken so that you could enter into His throne, the Holy of Holies, and approach the ark of His presence without fear of dropping dead. Whew. Are you ready? So, we come to the church today. We come to what the Bible talks about in the New Testament. We come to worship just then with Ryan and the team. And we stand there and we forget that we actually are entering into the Holy of Holies. And it's by the grace of God that we're not struck down, not due to His legalism, but due to the fact that He is so holy. Therefore, He makes you holy through the blood of Jesus. But we have to be people who realize that we are actually holy. We are actually set apart. And we have to stop acting like the rest of the Canaanites and the Philistines and whinging and being people who are like the world, when God says you are consecrated and you are set apart. You are not like the world. You are so graced and anointed and consecrated that you get to enter into the Holy of Holies. And who knows, the scripture says that when we enter the Holy of Holies, that things changed. Yeah. Listen, the Holy of it says that the temple was filled with such glory, it was filled with like smoke, because His presence filled the house because of the people offering an offering that was acceptable. Yeah, celebration offering isn't something that's just a light little tipping of God. And maybe we repent of our attitude if we come before this season with, hey, let's tip God. We come to church with a tipping attitude. Oh, you've done good for me, God. Here's a tip. No, we approach Him with reverence. Listen, how is our awe going? A-W-E. We sing songs like Awesome God, but is He really awesome to us? This morning, I found myself on my knees in the front row because I'm just like, I had a glimpse of the greatness and the holiness. Just a small glimpse. And we treat God with such lukewarmness and such contempt sometimes by just being so chilled out as Aussies. She'll be right. It's all good. I can turn up to church when I can do it. Let's see if I even like this. I might just leave. It's so unholy. But what does the scripture say? It says that who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Yeah. Those with clean hands and pure hearts. Yeah. It says that those who are holy will see the Lord. Can I hear an amen? It says in Hebrews 12, verse 14, make every effort to live at peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So through the blood of Jesus, yes, you are made holy. But it says make every attempt to be holy. It is a working renewing of the mind. Imagine if we were a church and a chosen people and a royal priesthood who had the same type of reverence as the Levites. The same type of awe and humility. That we would approach the things of God with a soberness. Not a depressiveness. Not a downcast face. But with a sober awareness of His great and powerful glory. I tell you, in the Australian church, there is too much familiarity when it comes to God's presence. If only we have the revelation of being a Levite people. And I told this to our worship team on Monday. I said, you guys are set apart as Levites. You lead the church into His Holy of Holies. So if you don't spend time with God in home, in your own way, leading into the Holy of Holies yourself, don't try to lead the church. Why? Because you're going to lead us around in circles of the desert. With good intention, but foolish hearts. We have to come back to the great and wonderful majesty of the King of Kings, that it says that all of heaven, the great elders, bow down and continually place their crowns on the ground and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And if we could be a people who get a revelation of His holiness and His greatness instead of our insecurity, let's stop worshipping our insecurities, church. Let's stop worshipping our own greatness and start worshipping His greatness, because He is so worthy. And as the Levites had hearts of worship, the Lord was so blessed and so honored. The Levites were the only ones permitted to enter into the most holy place. It was divided by a curtain from the rest of the tabernacle. It contained the Ark of Testimony, or the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's very presence. And the high priest could only enter the most holy place once a year on the Day of Atonement to offer sacrifices for all the people, including himself. There was only one high priest at a time. But the thing is, the Levitical priesthood was never intended to be a permanent thing. And it was put to an end in the Old Covenant and the Levitical priesthood, as evidenced by the tearing of the temple veil. Now, Jesus himself serves as the believer's great high priest, called according to the great order of Melchizedek, not of Levi. Through his death and resurrection, we have access to God's presence, where we can freely enjoy him forever. I need help during my quiet time. You need to ask God to give you a fresh revelation of awe. Because I tell you, when we become a people who understand the greatness of God and get a glimpse of it, you won't need a worship leader saying, come on, let's lift our hands. You won't need a pastor saying, hey, please come out to Family Fun Day. You won't need any of that, because you'll be so hungry because He is with us. And we have to realize, church, and please see the spirit of this, that when we join together in unity, this is why people who stay home from church by themselves and think it's all good, they're missing the point. When we join together as the brethren and there is unity, God commands the blessing. God commands an anointing oil, it says, to drip down, as it says, dripping down like the beard of Aaron. Dripping down, that's the presence of God. Where two or more are gathered, what does it say? He is amongst them. Why is unity in the church so, so important? Because when there is unity, God's presence turns up. Why is unity one of the first things that's attacked in local churches? Because when we have division, then it actually goes against the very spirit of the gospel. So be aware when people speak divisively. When people go, oh, that's what they do, and I do it over here, and I'd come and you're going to be so, so aware that unity is actually our goal. Not being the same, because we're all uniquely different. We have to be unified in our spirit for the sake of the presence of God. And as the pastor who works with other churches all the time, I understand that there is often conflict in churches. And it takes out pastors, it takes out whole churches, and it takes away from what we're all about, which is the great and awesome God that we serve. With humble hearts. That's why it says, make every effort to live at peace with everyone and to be holy. When we live in peace with each other as a church family, that's when we become holy. They're actually married together. Now listen, some of the young people here don't understand this, but a lot of the old people do. Because you've seen church splits over the years. And they're always well-intentioned people being silly. But the pain of it lasts for years. So let's be a people who are dedicated to living at peace with each other, fighting for each other with hearts of love and unity. Let's stop any type of... Our church, by the way, is blessed in this area, but I think we should still talk about it. Yeah? And I spend so much time working with broken pastors because of wayward people in the church trying to be... trying to be David's son, the guy that had a good intention but split the kingdom. Absalom's. Come and speak to me. I've got a better way to do it. Don't go to David, the king. And people went to Absalom and it split the kingdom. No, let's be wise. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but just when it comes to presence, let's be wise. And let's be an example for the kingdom of God in this area. Humility is the only way for that, though. So we come back to this thing of being a church that is a Levitical mindset. Again, not religious, but awe-inspired, awe-driven. Let's be people in our own quiet time who come before God as Levites. A Levite high priest could not just rock up or they were going to be dead. There was a price to pay for the Levites, and that price was holiness. And the Lord says to us today, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are the ones that I've called and predestined to carry my glory. So allow your heart to rise up with awe and worship. Can I hear an amen? Amen? And you know what? You can see the health of a church by a few things. One is a church that's healthy will give. But the other one is a church that worships well. Are we a church that knows how to worship beyond our own insecurity? King David embarrassed his wife, true? Yeah. Michael, the one with the man's voice, the man's name, Michael. Michael should have been embarrassed herself, but instead she was embarrassed by David's worship. Often the case in church, the person you think you're being embarrassed, they're the ones that are embarrassing. You see, God wants us to worship him in such splendor, in such, he worshiped the Lord before the nation in his underpants. Please don't strip off next Sunday. Don't do it. Go home and do it. Go to your bedroom and do it. There's things that are meant to be for you and God. But don't be afraid to be undignified before God. Don't be afraid to be completely selfless and say, Lord, we will worship you like we are in the Holy of Holies. Totally abandoned to you. Just nothing of me and all of you, Lord. Do you see the picture the Lord wants to paint for our church? Let's have a Levitical heart of approaching the presence of God. Before we finish, before we take communion, the Levites are responsible for a couple of things. The first thing was they were responsible to minister before the Lord. Imagine your job. Oh, you're good, Cynthia. Thank you, though. Sorry to embarrass you. Thank you. I'm going to put actually a soundtrack. A Disney soundtrack. Yeah, it's going to be great. The Levite's job description was to minister before the Lord. And through the new covenant, your and my job description is to minister before the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Think about that with me. How would you approach the Lord if you were just you and him in the Holy of Holies? How would you worship? How would you express yourself? How would you think? How would you prepare yourself before him? That's what the Levites were about. And that's what the Levites' heart was before the Lord, and the Lord's heart was always blessed by it. Can we just get that soaking track on, Chloe, when we can? The second thing is this. The Levites reminded the people of the promises of God through song. The Levites would often prophesy. They would remind the people of the call and the promises and the greatness of God. This is what our job is. That we would be people who would be great at declaring the greatness and the promises of God to each other, but also to our community. Celebration, overflow, offering is meant to be that. Through generosity, here is the greatness of the heart of God for you. How great are we at being people like the Levites who declare the promises of God? And hey, all the songwriters in the house, listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to the church and write songs about it. Because what you do is you remind the people about the greatness and the holiness and the majesty of our great God. It's a beautiful thing. Imagine a church. Imagine a people who knew how to set themselves apart, consecrated, set apart to minister unto the King of Kings and to remind others of the greatness of the words of the King of Kings. Oh, this is our church. The third thing they did is they called on the name of the Lord. The Levites would literally request his presence. How cool. And his presence would often come in fire. And he would consume the offering, consume the sacrifice. The presence of God coming through a people. The Levites, by the way, weren't perfect. They weren't. They needed sacrifice for themselves. And you're not perfect and I'm not perfect. But hearts that are towards him, hearts that are for him, hearts that are full of expectation and literally requesting his presence. May Celebration Church on its fifth birthday remember that we are a church who requests the tangible presence of God. But I do think this. I think that the Lord this morning is wanting us to come back to a moment of repentance and humble hearts and humility and saying, Lord, forgive us for approaching the Holy of Holies lightly. Forgive us for not seeing you in the splendor of your holiness. But give us open eyes to see what you have us see and open ears to hear the voice of our Savior. That we might be a church community who knows his voice so well and has the courage to step out in faith. There are plenty of churches today, plenty of people who are playing church. They know how to sing the songs. They know how to do all the things. But in their heart, there's a dullness. And I pray this morning through a moment of coming back to him that we would all have a moment of fire. A moment of being totally consumed. And that fire would burn up the insecurities and burn up the fears and burn up the anxieties and burn up the laziness and the idols. Some of us in the room, we've got some idols we've got to get rid of. We've put things above God in our lives, and anything above God is an idol, including work, including family, including hobbies, including travel, including whatever it is. And by the way, I love travel, but I can make sure it's not above God. We're just going to hand out these emblems, and may you just sit there with them, and we'll take them together in a moment. We're going to hand out this communion representing the blood of Jesus and representing the broken body. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, thank you. We worship your name. Hallelujah. We worship your name. Oh, we honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus, King of Kings. I want you to receive the emblems. Why don't you just start just to have just a conversation, recommitting yourself as a Levitical people, a Levite, set apart people. Being a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Ah, oh, thank you, Lord. 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 This is a very intimate moment between you and the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you know in your heart that you've got idols, you've got things that are bigger than God, or you know that you haven't approached him as Levitical people, let's take a moment to get it right. And I'm not going to ask for hands in the air. I'm just going to ask for you and your heart to make it right with him right now. On Monday night, I'd done it with the worship team. I repented publicly. I said, Lord, forgive me for missing the mark sometimes and not keeping my eyes on you. Cause us, Lord, to be your holy people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to lead us I'm going to pray for us. But I'm going to let you afterwards just sit there for a moment and have this conversation with our great King. And I encourage you to let all the things that don't matter fall away. And I'm going to pray that the Lord reveals himself to you afresh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, you're holy. You are so holy. Your presence is so holy. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. You are the great King. You are the great King of Kings. And Lord, I thank you that we are your people. And I thank you that we are your chosen people. And this morning, Lord, we take a moment and we just repent in our hearts. Any sin, any impurity, any distractions, any fears, we lay them at your feet, Jesus, King of Kings, and we say, take them away and purify us again. Purify us with your fire. Purify us with your blood, that we may enter into the Holy of Holies with boldness. Help us to see you in your great splendor and majesty. King of Kings. Holy, holy, holy. Just take a moment, church. And when you feel you want to, take the communion as you reflect on the greatness of our King, King Jesus. I'm just going to read you Psalm 24. Just keep your eyes closed. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? who may stand in his holy place, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by false gods. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted high, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift up you ancient doors, that the King of glory might come in. And who is he, the King of glory? He is the Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Oh Lord, have your way, let your presence fill the temple. May we be a real people before you. May our hearts break and soften before you. May we be a people who are set apart for you. And this morning, Lord, 5 years of Celebration Church, Lord, it's all you, it's all yours. Cause this place to be a place of holiness for your kingdom. And I pray for anyone in this place who's struggling with sin, Lord, with addictions, with fears, with anxieties, with things that take away from the glory of God. May they be broken, those things. May they be completely destroyed, and may freedom reign again. May we be a Levitical people who enter into the Holy of Holies, not just for us, but for our families, not just for us, but for our city and for our nation. Lord, we offer sacrifices on behalf of the nation, sacrifices of worship, and we say, Lord, have your way. Oh, Holy Spirit, who is the King of glory, the Lord God Almighty. Let your glory fill the temple of our hearts. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. If you haven't taken the communion, take it now. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome. Breathe upon the people, Lord. Breathe upon this church. Breathe upon this city. Your breath of life. Your breath of refreshing, Lord. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Those with clean hands and pure hearts. Oh, Lord. Not by might or power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might or power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. And can we just take a moment before we finish? Let's just commit our hearts to being a Levitical people. A holy people, a holy priesthood, who is consecrated and set apart, and who approaches the Holy of Holies. Lord, we commit that this morning. Help us, Lord, to be those people. Ah, thank you, Lord. 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 Is my wife in the room? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why don't we stand to our feet together? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who can just sense his presence this morning? Oh, he's so good to us. We're going to finish, but I just feel like it was just a moment in the Spirit today of the Lord saying, who are my Levitical people? Who are my Levites? And I tell you today, if you feel something in your heart, it's he's calling you to be those Levitical people. To stand in the gap for others, but to approach the Holy of Holies. with boldness and with courage and with hearts of fire. He wants to be people consumed with hearts of fire, his fire. Let's just take one more moment. Close your eyes. I just feel like just one more moment. Let's just, Charlie. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you take your hand of your spouse if you're with your spouse, or if you're single, just lift your hands to heaven. Or if you're just here by yourself, lift your hands to heaven. Oh, Lord, we honor you. And Lord, as the senior pastors of this house, we just, on behalf of this church family, we just recommit this church to you. Yes. And we say, Lord, this is your church. Yes. These are your people.
Yes.
Lord, we say, we give it all completely to you. And we say, may this church be a holy people, consecrated and set apart for the great things of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Lord, may we have a revelation of your greatness and your and the awesomeness of you. Lord, may we be Levites who know how to minister before your very presence and call on your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, cause us to step into the full stature of the glory of God. Oh, and Lord, we pray for the city. We pray, Lord, use us as Levites on behalf of the city to take your presence, your healing touch. Oh, bless everybody. Send them out. And those online or those away, bless them as well. May today be a defining moment that we become a Levite people, set apart and hungry for your presence. Oh, Lord, we love you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you want some extra prayer, come down the front. But otherwise, we have cupcakes for everybody to celebrate today. So God bless you. Have a great day and we'll see you guys later on.
We hope you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to know more about our church, please go to celebrationchurch.com.au.